has joined.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, Malka.
We will start the counting with step one, which is the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabrihu ishkite bidhilu urhimu. Urhimu udhilu le'akta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe. V'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Hine anachnu ba'im l'kayem mitzvat sefirat ha'omer. La'asot nachat ruach le'otrenu v'la'asot ratzon borenu. Vayehino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kunanei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kunaneihu. Step two is the verses of from Psalms prior to the blessing. Adonai Elohe Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Igmor Beadi Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Has the Ha Leolam Maseyadi Ha El Tereh Echra Le Elohim El Yon Lo La El Domer Alai. Ya Avor Alai Fierich Mitvo Seset Vidamayich Viamar Lach Vidamayich Kaye we amar lach bedamai kaye. Barki nafshi et Adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo Adonai yo he wahe Adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu hei yo. Elohein gedalta meod hod, wechadar levashta. O te or b'shalma no te shemayim karia. Step three is the blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Yud Heywahe Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. Hayom Chamishi V'esrim Yom LaOmer Shehem Shlosha Shavuot U'shlosha Arba'a Yamim. Today is the 25th day of the Omer, which is 3 weeks and 4 days. The inner light. Arachaman Uya Hatzir Avodat Beit HaMikdash Lim Koma Bim He Rabbi Yameinu Amen. Step 6 is Psalm 67. Lamatze atim ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu ya'er panav itanu sela. Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha b'kol goyim Yeshuatecha. Yoducha min Elohim, Yoducha min kulam. Ismechu v'ranenu le'umim ki tishpot am. The letter Mem creates water. The letter Mem is a mother letter. The word, the letter Mem in its open form we've discussed earlier in the Omer. And yet, we have to understand what the letter Mem represents in the open form and in the closed form, which we'll discuss again in a couple of days. But in the open form, the question is, are we open to receive the love, the chesed, that comes our way? Are we uncomfortable with that chesed that's coming our way? Are we willing to change ourselves to be open to receive that loving kindness? Do we think we deserve to have that loving kindness? What character traits will we need to change so that we can release all of these aspects that block us from the loving kindness of the Creator? The loving kindness of our family, the loving kindness that we need to be open to share. The word Amim means the people or the nation in the plural. Many nations, many peoples. This word can be seen or translated as a sea of people. The sea represents the Torah. So this word could be that a goal that we need to have for ourselves to be a person, a people of Torah. And what does it mean to be a person of Torah? To be part of a sea of people who are Torah. Learning Torah, studying Torah, living
has
Torah.
Joined.
All of these different aspects. Amim mishor ulumim baretz tanchem sela. Yoducha amin kula Elohim, Yoducha amin kulam. Eretz nada yuvula yuvarkenu, Elohim Eloheinu. Yuvarkenu Elohim b'yiru oto kol ase aretz. Step 7 is the Anabekoa. Anabekoa, gedulat shemincha, tatir terura, aleph bet gimel yutach tzadi. Kabel rinat, amcha sagvenu, taharenu no. Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yudkach Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkatcha, Tamid. The letter Tet is the 25th letter of the Anabekoa. It's actually the letter Taf. The letter Taf is the 25th letter of the Anabekoa. The letter Taf is the last letter in the Anabekoa, last letter in the Hebrew Aleph Bet. What does it mean to connect to the end of something? It means there's a new beginning. The end is in the beginning, just as the beginning is in the end. How does that relate to your character traits and changing your character traits so that you don't come to an end, but continue your process of growing and going? Gamlein betet resh tzari taf gimel. Pasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adatecha et kufet et nunayim. Yachid geah Lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatecha. Yud gimel lamed, hei zayin ku. Shavateinu kabel ushma tziyakateinu yodea ta'alumo shin kufal tzadi yuta. In the eighth verse of the Anabekoa, we say in a whisper, the 25th journey was leaving Terach and camping in Nitchaka. Mitcha is a place of sweetness with good fresh water. The stage in life when we experience the sweet nachat, the sweet pleasure of nachas, of nachat, of getting pleasure from a grandchild, getting pleasure from a child doing something. Just because they're doing it, you receive the pleasure. It's a wonderful experience to receive pleasure from observing others doing something. not because there's an expectation of reward, not because there's an expectation of receiving anything, just because they exist and they're doing an action and you receive pleasure by observing that. Step 9, we say the paragraph leading up to the Sephirah that we will count tonight. Ribono shel olam, ata sevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sephirat haomer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umtumatenu. Kimo shikatavta b'torata husvartem lachem imacharat ha-shabbat. Miyom haviyachem eto omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot. Temi moti hiena imacharat ha-shabbat. Ha-shivi tesepiru hamishin yom. Kidei sheyitaharu nafshot. Amcha Yisrael mizoham atam uvechem yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai yohewahe adanu yo yo adawanu hey yo
has joined
Elohe avoteinu shebizchut sefirata omer shesafarti hayom Yetukan ma shivagamti besefira. Netzach shiva netzach. Netzach shebenetzach. What is the enduring victory? Netzach, endurance. Shebenetzach, your eternal victory. What is the persistence of eternal victory? What do these things look like? The Sephirah, Netzach Shebenetzach, the eternal victory over the eternal victory. Can there be an eternal victory past or in completion of the eternal victory? These are thoughts that we need to contemplate as we count this specific Sephirah. V'et taher v'et kadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 10th day of Iyar, Rabbi Eli HaKohen Gadol and his sons Hophni and Pinchas. Eli HaKohen Gadol is a very famous high priest. He's the high priest at the time that Hannah made her prayer for a child. Rabbi Yitzhak Alfazi, he's the codifier of the Gemara. The prince, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, is the codifier of the Mishnah. Together they revealed the Talmud. Rabbi Yosef Teunim. Rabbi Yitzhak Yehuda Yechiel, Elzik of Kormarna. Rabbi David Twersky of Tolna. Rabbi Hillel Lichtenstein of Kalame. The prophet that connects to Netzach Sheba Netzach is Hosea ben Be'iri. He's from the book of Hosea, and chapter 1, verse 1. Daber Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Asher Haya El Hoshua Ben Bairi Bime Azia Yotam O Ahaze Yozakia Malki Yehuda Uvemi Yirvam ben Yoesh Melech Yisrael. The word of Hashem came to Hosea, the son of Be'iri, in the days of Uzziah, Yotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, the king of Israel. The woman that's connected to Netzach Sheba Netzach is Naama, Noah's wife. Netzach Sheba Netzach has an external gematria of 598. Which can be broken down to 98 plus 500. 98, which represents cleansing, the 500 represents the five worlds. So Netzach Sheba Netzach represents a cleansing process of the five worlds. The 25th method to acquire Torah is knowing your place. Don't try to be more than you are, but don't allow yourself to be less than you are. Learning your place, knowing your place, is a method to acquire Torah. We're now ready for our Deep Zohar class. We're in Parashah Vayera, section 29, verse 4:11. Well, it seems that that particular tab has closed, so I have to open a different one. It'll take me a couple of minutes and then we will begin. 411. Makativiesa Abraham et Enav. Why are we hine ayil gomer ilen shaar? Ayave alma it karun elim kedavar achar elen evayot yishar tunecha. Targaminan Rav Reve Nevayot Achar Ne'echaz Basbach Ligomer Yedavar Acher Likol Karne Roshayim Agadeya Vayelech Abraham Vayika Et ha'ayil v'gomer Be'inun mizumanim Ve'it nasa'a b'kol nisyona Isha v'ishtar Ha'tzadikim le'alma de'ate Ke'malachin ha'ilayim Kadishin le'yachada Shemeya ukin kach Yetiv bayom ha'hu Yihye Hashem Echad ushbo echad With Gomer. What is then written? And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram, which alludes to the other wicked people of the world who are called rams. As it is written, the rams of Nevayot shall minister to you. And this phrase is translated into Aramaic as the high ranks, also the proud people of Nevayot, caught in a thicket. This is as you may read, all the horns of the wicked also will I cut off. The phrase, and Abraham went and took the ram, means that they are about to go through many bad experiences. But the righteous in the future shall remain as the holy supernal angels to bring about the unison of his name. Therefore it is written, in that day Hashem shall be one and his name one. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. This pasuk is defining the code word ram. The righteous will be protected from the bad experiences. Elsewhere, this is discussed to be students of Kabbalah who live to read or to study the Zohar. Questions, comments, thoughts. Nobody has any comments?
I have a little comment. So does this mean that all the nations that chose not to live under Hashem's covenant is considered rams? Haughty, ego, on and on and on.
Yes. Essentially, that's what it's saying. It's saying that the word ram, which is the male form of a lamb, and we know the lamb is the most negative animal because it is the most selfish. It's not that it doesn't want you to have, or it's not that it doesn't want what the other lamb has. It doesn't want that lamb to have. That's what makes it more negative than any other animal. Because it's not that it wants what you have. It doesn't want you to have anything. And that is the nature of these proud people. They don't want anybody else to be honored. They don't want anybody else to be thought of as smarter than they are. They don't want any aspect of these proud attributes. So the word Ram is describing any of the nations that are negative. And that's all of the 70 nations, because they are not following Hashem.
Right. And when it says the righteous will be, I forget the word you used, will be protected for those that stay. Is it just studying? It's not just studying the Torah or the word. It's if you do righteous, you have a righteous soul, right?
To be righteous, it means that your soul is righteous and your body has been taught to be righteous. And these people who study the Zohar and have taught their body to be righteous, to do the right action, not to be reactive automatically, they are called righteous, and they will be protected from the bad experiences of the end times. In one sense, you can say the COVID-19 pandemic is an experience of the end times. Some people came down with the illness, others did not. This is how we identify the separation between the two groups of people. We don't know what nation any particular person belongs to. They're concealed. Their actual nation is concealed. But we could identify negative people because they caught the virus. We could identify positive people because they didn't catch the virus. That doesn't mean that they're staying righteous. It just means during this period, they were considered righteous and protected from experience that particular illness. Should I go on, or is there further questions or comments? Did I lose you? Am I off the call?
No, your call didn't drop.
Okay, thank you.
Has joined.
So is there any further comments on verse 4:11? If not, we'll go on to 4:12.
Okay.
I was thinking of the promise is also applicable to the third meal, because I remember years ago I found three statements of, you know, when I first was starting with the third meal, and one of them was the promise that you would be protected from the hard times of the end times.
That's correct. The third meal strengthens your immune system.
Right.
Since it's correct, it's strengthening your immune system, it protected you from the virus. Pasuk 4:12. Amar lo ra Rabbi Yehuda Mikan Ulhala Atlahu Pidcha Al Yomahara Salum Chameya Kol Bene Mata Amaru Leya Le Mahlan Mar Milaya Yo Deoraita Viparshata Dikarenan Bayoma Dishabata Wahashem Pakad Etzara Kambene Amude Paharai Weyamar Wahashem Pakad Etzara Wigomer Gimomiftehot Beyado Shel Hakucha Perichu Willo Misaram Lo Biad Malach Willo Biad Sara Mafteach Shel Haya Bishel Gishamim Bishel Techiyat Amitim Baye Eliyahu Vinatal Hashnaim Shel Gishamim Bishel Techiyat Amitim Viamarabi Yochanan Lo Nimsar Biyad Eliyahu Ela Achat Diyamar Rabbi Yochanan Shebikesh Eliyahu Lehachayot Ben Hatzarfit Amar Lo Kutshabarichu Layaot Lach Lemesav Bidach Shite ha maftechot elaten li mafteach ag shamimim v'udchaye amet v'chaynu diktiv lacherai el achav v'gomer v'yet na matar lo Amar Watain Matar Ella Vietna. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said to him, "From here on, open up the gates," which means that from now on, whoever wants to enter may do so, because he has finished revealing all the most sublime mysteries. All the people of the village came to him. They said, "May you, sir, tell us a few words of the Torah about the portion of the week that we read on the day of Shabbat." And Hashem visited Sarah. He stood up between the pillars, opened, and said, and Hashem visited Sarah. The Holy One, blessed be He, has three keys in His hands, which He did not hand over to any angel. They are the key of life, the key of rain, and the key of resurrecting the dead. Elijah came and took two, the one of rain and the one of resurrecting the dead. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed and said Elijah was handed only one. Rabbi Yochanan explained, when Elijah wanted to revive the son of the woman of Tsarfat, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to him, "It is not proper for you to take two keys and hold them in your hands. So give me the key of rain and go and revive the dead. This is as it is written, 'Go show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth.'" He did not say, "and send rain," but rather, "and I will send rain." The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. If one does not understand this pasuk, first review 1 Kings chapter 17 and 18. Questions, comments, thoughts? everybody is quiet.
Is it Hashem sent the rain and not the messenger? I mean, did he not? Was it nature or was it by the hand of Hashem? And maybe I don't know.
It's from the hand of Hashem, because Hashem has kept three keys, responsibility for three different issues. Sometimes he gives those one of those keys at a time. Sometimes he gives it to an angel to effect. So mostly he does it himself. The confusion in this verse is that one rabbi is saying that Elijah took two of the three keys. The other rabbi is saying, no, he could only get one at a time, that he had the key of rain, which is really a metaphor for the key of wealth, of parnassah. But Elijah took the key of rain, and he brought rain in a particular instant in this Tanakh, a story in the Tanakh. But then he needed to resurrect the dead of the widow who had built the room for him. And so he asked for the key of resurrection of the dead. He asked to be able to do that. But he was told, give me back the key of rain, and then I will give you the key of Tehiyat HaMetim, resurrection of the dead. But if you don't give me back that key of Parnassah, of rain, I cannot give you the key to resurrect the dead. So we're learning spiritual lessons, spiritual laws, that Hashem is in control of these three keys. What are the three keys? The key of Parnassah, or rain, the key of Tehiyat HaMetim, the resurrection of the dead. And what was the first key that was mentioned? The key of life. How long is someone going to live? That he's never given to an angel.
Well,
go ahead.
I can understand why he had to give the key of rain back, because a messenger can only do one service at a time, but service at a time that Hashem says you can only have one duty. I'm not quite
that's
sure what
correct.
Word. So
that is correct.
Because he's actually in embodied as a messenger, basically.
Yes, he's an angel. Elijah has become the angel Memtet.
Right, okay. I understand that. Is there a reason why a spiritual or a teaching on why they can't have two at a time? I mean, I just mentioned that they can only do one service at a time. Is there
that's the answer. That's the reason that they can only have one key at a time.
Because they're messengers.
Correct. And they're tasked with one thing at a time.
Okay.
But we have to understand the concept of one key at a time, one task at a time. We have to understand that from the standpoint an angel is given the task of healing the sick. His name is Uriel. His task is healing the sick, but how many different diseases are there? There are many different diseases. So from a human perspective, an angel tasked with healing the sick should be able to heal all the different diseases. And he can, but he doesn't do it all at the same time.
He doesn't do all of the healing, all of the diseases at one time.
Correct. He doesn't heal all cancers.
But he heals one at a time.
He has to heal one person at a time. The spiritual law, he's given the task to heal, but he's not given the task to heal everything at once.
And who directs him as to which, per se, cancer to heal first? Or which person?
The Bet-Dins.
Okay.
The various courts. Because they decree what is the best way to manifest a particular soul into achieving its tikkun.
Okay.
So the Bet-Din gives the order to the angel of healing as well as the angel of other things. But every angel has one task. So sometimes they have to work together. The angel of healing has to work with the angel of Parnassa. Because malnutrition is an illness. But malnutrition comes from parnassa, doesn't it? From sustenance or lack of sustenance. So both angels have to work on the same individual human. Let's see if we have time to do 413. Waha Elisha, Hawolea, Ain Lakayim, Pishanayim, Beruho, Shel Eliyahu, Elashalo, Shelash Tam. Lo misaram hakucha perichu biad shaliach diamar Rabbi Simon bo urekoho shel hakucha perichu bepa'am achat mechaye meitim umorid sheol. Via almazriach meorot umorid gishamim matmiach katsir medashen yavulim upoked akarot notan parsnasot ozer adalim. So mach noflim, zokef kefufim, mechayade malkin, hakem malkin vehakol, bizman echad, uvrega echad, uvat, achat bashen shaliach leolam, yakol eoso. So, and then Elisha had to establish a double portion of Elijah's spirit. Nevertheless, the Holy One, blessed be He, did not hand three of them over to any messenger. As Rabbi Shimon said, come and behold the might of the Holy One, blessed be He. Simultaneously, He resurrects the dead. He brings down to the grave and brings up. He makes the luminaries shine. He brings down rain. He causes the grass to grow. He fertilizes the crop. He visits barren women. He supplies food. He helps the needy. He supports those who have fallen, makes those who are bent down stand erect, removes kings and raises kings. He does all this at the same time and at the same moment, a task no messenger can ever accomplish. The Pasuk is written clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Hashem multitasks. No angel and no human is capable of multitasking. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Did you say no messenger and who cannot multitask?
No human.
No human can multitask?
We've already established in previous discussions that no man can multitask. But women tell us that they multitask, but as a human being, as part of humanity, our thoughts are discrete. We're not able to do two thoughts at the same time.
Right.
Now, a drummer can learn to use his four limbs in different patterns of beating the drum. But it's not multitasking.
It's reaction.
It's habit. He learns the habit to each limb, but he doesn't really concentrate on one of those things. He's concentrating on all of each limb has been taught to a different pattern of behavior.
Okay.
Multitasking is to be able to have two thoughts at the same time. Or to have two thoughts simultaneously. And that's just not the way the human brain works. We are out of time.
All right. Thank you.
We'll pick this up tomorrow. Have a beautiful evening. Questions and answers in the later class tonight. Hopefully you'll bring some questions. Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you, Hakino.
Thank you.